With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Perhaps you've seen this now viral video of a man harassing a bison this week in Yellowstone National Park.
Oh God, no, no, I can't watch it.
That man, Raymond Reinke of Pendleton, Oregon, was arrested yesterday in Glacier National Park. The 55-year-old Reinke visited several national parks this week. None of those stops went very well. His trip started on a rough note Sunday in Grand Teton National Park. That's where he was arrested on a drunk and disorderly charge. Reinke spent the night in the Teton County Jail and then released on bond. From there, he moved to Yellowstone National Park. That's where rangers stopped his vehicle Tuesday for a routine traffic violation. Officials say Reinke appeared to be intoxicated and was argumentative. He was cited as a passenger for not wearing a seatbelt. It's believed that shortly after that traffic stop, Reinke harassed and hazed that enormous bison that had slowed some traffic. That video generated millions of views and international outrage. Yellowstone officials describe Reinke's behavior as an egregious wildlife violation.
We have regulations in Yellowstone that require people to stay at least 25 yards away from bison, elk, and other animals, and 100 yards from wolves and bears.
Yellowstone National Park spokesman Neil Herbert.
This individual was well beyond that limit. He was within just several feet of a bison, and he was also acting in a way that was clearly disturbing the animal. And that's another thing. Even if you're 30 yards away from an animal, if your behavior influences that animal's behavior, you're too close.
Yellowstone rangers connected Reinke's troubling behavior this past week and then took their case to Montana's assistant U.S. attorney, who requested his bond from Sunday be revoked. So then, how did they eventually find him? Well, it turns out Reinke himself told rangers of his plans to travel next to Glacier National Park. Yellowstone officials yesterday put in a quick phone call to their colleagues in Glacier. Here is Glacier spokeswoman Lauren Alley.
Our law enforcement rangers, were looking for this individual, and then simultaneous with that, we received a call from the Many Glacier Hotel that they were having trouble with one of their guests in the dining room.
Rangers identified that guest as, you guessed it, Raymond Reinke. He was arrested on the spot and transported to Helena last night, where he was handed off to Yellowstone rangers, who took him to Mammoth Hot Springs and then booked him into the Yellowstone jail. Again, Yellowstone spokesman Neil Herbert.
It's an amazing level of coordination. We've got some great rangers working for the National Park Service, and that is clearly evident in how quickly this case unfolded.
Reinke was scheduled to appear in court today. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.